When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
All right, folks, streaming time. It's Friday. We'll try to take you through the weekend into the beginning, at least, of next week as well. But given the way that my personal schedule is laid out, I think that we're going to have time to do some of these over the weekend as well. We get a Saturday or a Sunday streaming show going. We won't have anything else. It'll be, you know, a quick 15-minute deal over the weekend. But if I can jam those in, I think it would be useful. And, you know, you get so much injury news every day that it feels like, you know, we do these shows, we do these streaming shows. When you try to look ahead a day or two, it becomes extremely complicated because you don't know who's going to get ruled out. And frankly, in the time between when I created this stream, like 10 minutes ago, and going on air, Desmond Bane got ruled out for tomorrow. And Luke Kennard sounds like he's getting ruled in for tomorrow. So it's literally happening every half an hour. Meaning, if we can do a show on the day of the games, we should try to do a show on the day of the games. Welcome to Fantasy NBA Today, one way or the other. I'm Dan Bespris. Thanks, as always, for tuning in, everybody. Please take a moment, if you're joining us for the very first time, to like, rate, and subscribe. I'm going to try to ramp up how much I bug you guys to do that. I can even walk you through the how to rate a show deal on the podcast app, your Apple-branded mobile device. Maybe I'll do some more of that over on social media. Time to make a push, I think, on that side. SportsEthos.com, the website. SportsEthos on Twitter is, SportsEthos is one of them. You can also do Ethos Fantasy BK for just the basketball feed. And again, I am Dan, D-A-N, Bespris, B-E-S-B-R-I-S. Who has bad schedules? All right, suppose we can start there. That seems reasonable enough. It's a good place to begin because then you know who you can perhaps dump. Toronto, who had one of the worst schedules yesterday, continues to have one of the worst schedules. They are a day closer, the Raptors are, to their one lone game the rest of this week, which is on Sunday. But bad news for Raptors fantasy holders is that they're off again on Monday before they do then finally start a better scheduling stretch where they have a back-to-back and actually six games in nine nights. So the Raptors go from a bad schedule to a pretty good one between Monday and Tuesday of next week. But they're a really bad team to be sitting on. If you had a Raptor, you should have gotten off of them yesterday. But believe it or not, they still have the worst schedule even today. Also, among the bad schedules, Milwaukee, believe it or not, now goes from having a really interesting schedule because they played on all the light traffic days to having a pretty crummy one. Yes, they play tomorrow, so if you're sitting on a buck, you can hold through tomorrow. I would recommend abandoning ship on Sunday because they're off back-to-back days. Yes, they have four games next week. Yes, one of them is a back-to-back on Tuesday, Wednesday, or two of them are, I should say. But then they go Friday, Sunday of next week, which are very much overload days. Friday has 12, Sunday has 13, because the NCAA championship is on that following Monday. Do you have to move off of your bucks? No, absolutely not. If you have Malik Beasley, who's been eminently streamable lately, you could just hang on. The problem, of course, is having one game over 4 days. Usually you can find somebody who gives you at least a one-game bounce. And in this particular case, there are teams that can give you a two-game bounce that have three games over the next 4 days. The difference, of course, is that those teams play on the high traffic days. So are they worthwhile to your team? And we'll get to those clubs in just a moment. But that's the way you'd want to be tilting, because there is an opportunity to get a two-game bounce over the next 4 days off of Toronto and off of Milwaukee, provided you're not overloaded or full on today, and Sunday, the end of the weekend. Who are the ads? Well, let's talk about the good schedules first, and then we'll get to the ads. The good schedules belong to Orlando. They have a back-to-back today, tomorrow, and then they're off Sunday, and they play on Monday, so three games in 4 days. Or you can go 4-6 if you really wanted to extend it all the way to Wednesday of next week. That's perfectly reasonable, because Friday and Sunday are the overload days. Monday through Thursday are all pretty normal. And Orlando gives you that flexibility with the back-to-back today and tomorrow, where if you really wanted to move on Sunday, you could do it. You also have some options. Mo Wagner, Cole Anthony, these are guys that are kicking around on waiver wires. You might be able to find, I don't think I'm willing to take a shot on Jonathan Isaac, who I love for roto leagues, but head-to-head, too much risk on the back-to-back. And that's probably about as far as you go with Orlando, but those are pretty good options for the back-to-back. Also with a good schedule, and, you know, most of these teams have three games in four nights. It just has to do with kind of what order they're in. Charlotte has the next best schedule. They go three times in four nights. The back-to-back is Sunday-Monday, so you don't have the same flexibility. And if you happen to be overloaded either today or on Sunday, then you don't get to maximize it in that capacity. But Monday is a pretty low-tide day. The back-to-back being Sunday-Monday means you're pretty much stuck holding for then, and then they also play on Wednesday of next week, so you could hold for 6 days and get four games that way. And finally, the third team with a decent schedule is the Chicago Bulls. I think folks that were watching along, you saw as I was scrolling past this club, there's Chicago and who the hell did I just say? The Charlotte Hornets? Yeah, Charlotte's the other one. And Chicago. The only real streamer-level guy on the Bulls is Andre Drummond, and they are also off for 3 days after Monday. So if you went the Bulls route, you have to drop on Tuesday. Not only are they off for 3 days, but they don't go into a back-to-back or anything after that. So it's one game over a five-day span, which I get it. You know, 1 out of 5 is 20%, 0 out of 3 is 0, but both of those are way too low for you to be using on your fantasy team.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I already mentioned the players that you could roll with on Orlando if you wanted to go that direction. If you wanted to go Charlotte or Chicago, we just talked about Andre Drummond. Charlotte has a handful. Vasilije Micic is streamable, especially if you're hunting assists. Grant Williams is streamable if you're looking for threes and a couple of rebounds. Nick Richards is streamable if you're looking for boards and field goal percent. And Trey Mann, if he's floating around on waiver wires, is streamable if you want kind of a little bit of everything with maybe not the world's greatest percentages. But there are a lot of options on the Magic and the Hornets between the two of them, even if there aren't all that many on the Chicago Bulls. So you have some pretty good options if you're trying to upgrade, but those only make sense, I'll repeat it again, if you're not full today and Sunday. Because if you're full today and Sunday, you might not be able to get both of the games played they have the rest of this week. You might be able to get one out of the two. I think today's what? Friday. Today is a dozen and Sunday is 10 or something like that. Just off the top of my head, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I've looked at a lot of schedules here over the last couple of weeks, so apologies if I got that number wrong. In all likelihood, you probably are full today or extraordinarily close to it. Sunday, I think there's a lower probability. If it's, you know, 10 games out of 15, two-thirds of your team is playing. If you've got a 13-game or a 13-slot roster like on Yahoo, you probably have 8 to 9 of your guys going. So there's probably some room on Sunday. The other, you know, the thing you really need to be checking in and is on today, which is why if you're sitting on someone like a Boston, for instance, that only has one game left the rest of this week, or Atlanta that only has one game left the rest of this week. And I know I mentioned the other two teams, Milwaukee as a worse schedule and Toronto, because they're 1-4, but there are a lot of teams that only have one game left this week in 3 days. So those are also possibilities. You'd have to then probably, it's a little bit, it's not as good because those teams go on Monday, so it's not a bad schedule per se, but you could turn a 1 into a 2 with a team like Boston. They're one of them. Atlanta's another one. We've talked about Indy as one because they're done after today. You're not going to make a move there, but after today, you could make a move on those clubs. Phoenix and Portland are done for the week after today. That was what other be ones that you'd look at. We talked about Toronto with just the one game left over the weekend. New Orleans has just one game tomorrow. Memphis has just one game tomorrow. So there's all these teams that only have one game left the rest of this week. You have to just make sure, again, their schedules are not as bad because they play on Monday, the clubs we were just talking about, not Toronto, not the ones that I had mentioned earlier, but the ones I just threw into the mix that, aside from Milwaukee, play tomorrow, Saturday, and Monday. But again, if you're really going hard at this week, the players you should be looking at dropping are the ones that only have one game left the rest of this week, even if next week their schedule starts a little bit better, because you want to maximize your games, turn a 1 into a 2, if your schedule allows for it. If you're full today and Sunday, you pretty much just hold through today. Then there's no reason to make a move today. Like, if you're full today, you're not making a move. What the hell's the point? Make a move tomorrow or make a move Sunday. I don't care when you do it. Just don't do it today. If you're looking towards trying to get a pretty good start on next week, your options are somewhat limited because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are all kind of medium days, with Monday actually being the quietest of that bunch. So there are no Monday, Tuesday back-to-backs next week. So there's really no way to hyper-front-load your schedule. Atlanta has an excellent schedule to start the week. They go 3 times the first 4 days of next week, and they are, believe it or not, the only team that does so. So if you can hold on to your Hawks through their one game left this week, try to do it, because they got 3 games in 4 nights to start next week. And then when everybody else is playing on Friday and Sunday, once again, the Hawks are on the in-between. They play on Saturday. So you not only get 4 games next week, but you get 4 quality games. Hawks have the single best schedule of any team in the NBA next week. And frankly, it's not all that close, because most of the teams that have a really heavy schedule play on Friday or Sunday or both. Not all of them, but many. Ones that don't, for next week, again, if you're looking at next week, Brooklyn, they go Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. So only one of those overload days. But again, Sunday is basically a wash. There's 13 games that day. You're almost definitely going to have at least 10 guys going. So teams that are not playing on Sunday, Atlanta, Denver, Detroit, and Memphis, those are the only 4, those teams do have an advantage earlier in the week. Memphis is sort of a maybe because they play on Friday, meaning you might only get 3 of their 4 games. Detroit, same, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Denver, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So you're getting all three of those games. And then, as we just mentioned about Atlanta, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. That's a great spot where you're going to get to use all four of your Hawks next week. Try to load up if you can. I know the streaming options are not all that good. Bruno Fernando is kind of the only one that's making any sense right now. But, you know, if you get four good games out of Fernando, congratulations. You ain't doing any better than that. So that's a look ahead to next week. We'll also cover that a little bit on tomorrow's show and on Sunday's show, provided I can get those out. I think we can. Also, there has been a request that I put out the streaming information on Twitter the day before. So I'm going to try to do that for tomorrow's lineups. Now, basically, when we sign off this broadcast, I'm going to take over to social media. We'll try to get that out there. I'll do a little like reminder tweets in the middle of the night, just in case anybody missed it. And I'll do my best to try to make sure you guys can see what day it's for. That's also kind of important. But that's what's coming up here. Quickly, check at the chat room. Looks like we got three posts in there during our quick hitter. Dano, thinking about dropping Keyonte George to activate Donovan Mitchell today. Utah has three high-volume day games next week. All right, well, let's make sure we know what we're talking about here. Cleveland, they go Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. So they got three games on days where things are pretty full. Or not full, I should say. And Utah, Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is like not a question mark anyway. I'm assuming you mean Donovan Mitchell? Yeah, Utah is a great team to unload for next week because you really only lose one day. In all likelihood, dropping Keyonte George won't cost you games next week other than Tuesday. And we're talking about Donovan Mitchell here. Like, this is a monster. They go Tuesday, Wednesday, and they're off for 2 days, but they do play on Sunday. But regardless, this is Donovan Mitchell. You'll push somebody on Sunday to get a first rounder in your lineup. Hey, Dan, should I drop Grayson Allen one game and pick up Cole Anthony for two? No. Hold on to Grayson Allen for today. And if you really need Cole Anthony, you can pick him up tomorrow because Grayson Allen is better than Cole Anthony. So I would rather have a game of Grayson Allen today versus a game of Cole Anthony today. And if you wait, by tomorrow, you'll have an even better idea of what categories you need to hunt. And then you can just pick up someone that goes one game the rest of the week. You'll have your choice. Maybe it's Cole Anthony. Maybe it's a Pelican. Maybe it's a Buckaroo. Maybe it's a Grizzly. Desmond Bane got ruled out. Luke Kennard just got ruled in. Kennard tomorrow could be a really interesting grab. Dan, my first fantasy basketball season, seventh year in fantasy sports, and I'm in first in my medium competitive 12-team lead thanks to you. Doing my bye right now. I'm killing the field this week against no one. Yes, my man. Ride us to victory. We allow 10 weekly moves. Oh, my God. Any strategies with that much leeway or just go ham on the ads? I mean, honest to goodness, I've never been in a league that allowed 10 moves, but I would stream like five roster slots with the amount of... There aren't even enough streaming guys on waiver wires to use 10 moves on. You might not get to use them all. It's so many, that's crazy. Holy mackerel. I hope the waiver time is short, because otherwise the whole league's going to be on waivers by Tuesday. I don't know if you use all 10. Normally I'd say use every move you have, but like, if you have a good roster... 13, 14 players or something like that. You want to drop your ninth best player. That guy's probably pretty good. I don't, Jordan, to answer your question. I don't have strategies for a 10 weekly move league. I think you probably just, you know, with Sunday being washed, everybody's playing basically. It's a 6-day week effectively. So, I mean, really try to front load, get a ton of games Monday through Thursday. Because you ain't going to make a whole lot of ground up on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Dan, I could use a second streaming spot, but I can't choose who to drop between Chris Paul, Paul Reed, or Yusuf Nurkic. It's probably Chris Paul in a vacuum. Let me quickly check on each team's schedule for next week. Warriors, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So yeah, you probably only get to use him for two of those. Paul Reed on Philly is Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's better. And then Nurk, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Yeah, it's probably Chris Paul, believe it or not. He's been really bad lately, and his schedule isn't all that great. Unbelievable. I know. What a time. All right, 18 minutes, and we'll put a pin in it. Good luck, everyone. Let's get some points tonight. And again, I'll try to get back with you tomorrow morning with a streaming show for Saturday. And please do check over on Twitter at Dan Bespris. That name is on the screen. It's very easy to see. If you're watching on Twitter, make sure you hit follow. Because when this show's over, I'm going to dig right into tomorrow's best schedule moves that take you through the following week. And with that, once again, I ask to please like, rate, and subscribe. I'm actually begging. I think this is because the offseason's coming and then nobody's going to be listening. I'll be shouting into the void on this show. But we do have shows all offseason long in case you get bored. I hope you do. I hope you come hang with us. In any event, I'm Dan Bespris. Appreciate all you guys for watching. See you soon.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
With my busy life, I use Shipt same-day delivery to keep up. When I need a jar of extra creamy peanut butter delivered, I know my personal shopper Amber will come through. And if it's not on the shelf, she asks them to check the back. Shipt, delight in every delivery. Learn more at Shipt.com.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.